Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Bo. If we look at the end of Sefer Bereshit, through Parshat Shmot, Va'era, Bo, and the beginning of Beshalach, that is the entirety of Bnei Yisrael's experience in Mitzrayim. From going down to Mitzrayim, to the actual enslavement in Mitzrayim, all the way, of course, to the Makot and Yetziat Mitzrayim, ending eventually, of course, not in Beshalach, but in Yitro with the receiving of the Torah. Keeping that on the back burner, I'd like to ask a sort of very general question. And we're going to do that, we're going to skip all the way to Sefer Bamidbar regarding the Meraglim. When the Meraglim come back to Moshe and Bnei Yisrael with a negative report and Klal Yisrael responds negatively, Hashem responds with understandable fury and threatens to destroy Bnei Yisrael. This is in Bamidbar Perek Yudalid. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, ad ana yina'atzuni ha'amaze, v'ad ana lo ya'aminu bi b'chol ha'otot asher asiti b'kirbo, akenu v'adever v'orishenu, v'escha otcha l'goy gadol v'atzum mimenu. Hashem says, I'm going to destroy Bnei Israel. And of course, Moshe, the very next pasuk, Vayomer Moshe al Hashem, you can't destroy Bnei Israel. Why not, Hashem? Vishamu Mitzrayim Kehelita Bechochachata Amazemikirbo. Mitzrayim is going to hear that you took them out of Mitzrayim, and they're going to say, guess what? Hashem couldn't do it. Hashem couldn't actually save and sustain Bnei Israel. Going to Pasuk Tet Zayin there in Bamidbar Yudalid. Mibilti yecholet Hashem lehaviyat ha'amaze el ha'art asher nishba lahem vayishchatem bamidbar. Moshe says you cannot destroy Bnei Israel because what will the neighbors say? What will the neighbors think? Because Mitzrayim will say you couldn't take them out. Why is that a valid claim? What will the neighbors say? And Hashem listens. Hashem doesn't destroy Bnei Israel. And we never say that claim. We never say, what will the neighbors think? We shake a lulav and an etrog. It looks silly to other people. What will the neighbors think? Of course we don't care. We do what we need to do. We put black boxes on our heads and our arms. What will the neighbors think? We never ask that question. We never care what anybody else thinks. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah, we do it. All of a sudden, Hashem, what will the neighbors think? What will Mitzrayim think? And therefore you won't destroy them? And to make the question stronger, this claim is made many times in Tanakh. It's made in Parshat Ki Tisa after the Egel HaZahav. Take a look in Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Bet. Hashem, don't destroy Bnei Israel. The claim is made after Hashem wants to destroy Bnei Israel after the devastating defeat, trying to conquer Ai, Perek Zayin in Sefer Yehoshua, Zayin Tet, Vayishmeu Akna'ani, V'chol Yoshevei Haaretz, etc. Who cares? Why is this a valid claim? In order to understand this question, perhaps one can suggest the following idea. First of all, it's important to note that whenever we see this response by Moshe and by Yehoshua, it is only after Hashem threatens to destroy all of Bnei Israel, not a part of it. When Hashem threatens to destroy all of Bnei Israel, we hear Moshe saying this claim of what will the neighbors think, what will Mitzrayim think, or in Yehoshua's case, what will the Canaanim think. It's also important to note that the defense of Moshe and Yehoshua always involve a fear that Hashem was unable to complete Yitziat Mitzrayim. In other words, the claim has never been that Hashem couldn't sustain a nation or his nation couldn't keep faithful to the Brit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In all the examples we gave, it's always the neighbors will think, Mitzrayim or the Knanim will think that Hashem couldn't finish the job of Yitziat Mitzrayim. It's only, for example, by the Egel HaZahav, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Lemor Bira'a Hotziam Laharog Otam Beharim Ulechal Otam Me'al Pnei Adama. Or it's, as I said in Shlach, Mibilti Yecholet Hashem Lahaviyat Amazeh El Ha'art Hashem Yishbalahem. And now we come back to our parsha, perhaps as a suggestion to this answer. to this question. There are many reasons that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. One of the recurring themes throughout these parashiyot is that of da'at, knowledge. Vayara Elohim et Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elohim. Or that's in Perek Bet, Pasuk Chaf Hei in Shmot. Or in Gimel, Zayin, Vayomer Hashem, Ra'o Ra'iti et Oni Ami Asher B'Mitzrayim, Ve'et Tzakatam Shamati Mipnei Nogzav, Ki Yadati et Machovav. Dat plays a role in Hashem's decision to save Bnei Yisrael. Dat plays a role in Paro's initial refusal to allow Bnei Yisrael to leave. In Parashat Shmot, Perek Hei, Vayomer Paro, Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma Bekolo, Lishalach et Yisrael, Lo Yadati et Hashem, etc. So, a lack of Da'at is why Paro does not allow Bnei Yisrael at first. Da'at also plays a role in the ultimate goal in saving Bnei Yisrael in last week's parsha, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, V'lakachti etchem li la'am, V'ayiti lachem le'elokim, V'idatem, Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, or in Parashat Vayera, again in Perek Zayin, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Hey, V'yadu Mitzrayim, Ki ani Hashem, Bin Toti et Yadi, Al Mitzrayim, etc. That plays a role in the general reason for many makot. I won't go through every one, but in Makat Dam we have Bezot Teida Ki Ani Hashem. By Makat Svardeya Laman Teida Ki Ein Kashem Elokeinu. By Makat Barad in Perek Tet Pasuk Chavtet Laman Teida Ki Hashem Haaretz or Yadati Ki Terem Tirun, etc. And there's many, many other examples. So we first have to ask the question, what does Da'at mean? What does da'at mean? On the most simple level, it seems clear that da'at is the ability to discern or to distinguish. The paradigm comes all the way from Sefer Bereshit, Ve'etz ha-da'at tov vara. That's the reason given in the Yerushalmi, for example, why we say Havdalah in the first bracha in the Bakasha section of Shmoneh Esrei. In Atachonain, we add Atachonantanu when we say Havdalah there, because the Gemara Yushalmi says in Masechet Brachot, Im Ein Deya Havdalah Minayin. If you don't have Da'at, then you can't be Mavdil. So Da'at on the simplest level is discerning and distinguishing. On this level, the message of Yitziat Mitzrayim is that everyone will know, Da'at, that Paro must know, the Mitzri must know, the Jews must know, future Jews must know, that there is a fundamental difference, to distinguish, to discern. There is a fundamental difference between Hashem's treatment of Bnei Yisrael and the way He treats the rest of the world. We, for example, in Atachonantanu, we say this, that we say, V'tavdel Hashem Elokeinu ben Kodesh Lechol ben Or Lechoshech ben Yisrael La'amim. And we are treated differently. Netzach Yisrael, lo yishaker. Other nations rise and fall. The Yevusim, where are they? The Midianim, where are they? The Plishtim, where are they? The Egyptians, the Bavliim, the Persian, where are they? The Greeks, the Romans, where are they? We are Netzach Yisrael, lo yishaker. So one of the purposes, one of the missions, one of the goals of Yitziat Mitzrayim was to show that we are the Am HaNivchar. However, if in the process of that Geula from Mitzrayim, if in the process of leaving Mitzrayim, or receiving the Torah, or conquering Eretz Yisrael, we are destroyed completely, then the entire mission is completely undermined. That is the epitome of Chilul Hashem. So with that understanding, the understanding that A, Da'at is distinguishing. Da'at plays a central role in the entire process of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Da'at, and the distinguishing between Am Yisrael and the rest of the world is that we exist forever, no matter how small our numbers and how weak we may seem. And we also say that means that if we were to be destroyed during the process of Geula, then the entire mission would be destroyed. There is no difference. And so with that understanding, we can fully understand why Moshe and Yahushua's claims are understood and accepted. If you, Hashem, destroy Bnei Yisrael, their mission, your mission, Hashem, your great name will be harmed. I don't care what the Knanim think. I don't care what the Mitzrim think. I care about Shem Hashem being Mikudash in this world. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees fit, Chalila v'chalila v'chalila, to destroy all of Bnei Yisrael, then the entire mission, Bnei Yisrael will not realize that we are different, we are a unique nation. And that is the epitome of a Chilul Hashem. We are Emir Tzah Hashem, Emir Tzah Hashem. We are witnessing what we hope is the ultimate Geula unfolding before our eyes. And with this beautiful, thriving nation, it is our hope and prayer that Chalila, not a Chilul Hashem, but there will be a Kiddush Hashem in fulfilling our mission. And when that occurs, Emir Tzah Hashem, we hope to see the actualization of Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Aleph, Velo Yilamdu Od Ish Et Rayehu V'Ish Et Achiv Lemor De'u Et Hashem Ki Kulam Yedu Oti Limtanam V'Ad Gidolam. It will be in the future, Mirtz Hashem, that people are not going to say, you should know Hashem, because in the future, everyone will know Da'at Yedu. Everyone will know me, says Hashem. Emir Tzah Hashem, we should be zocha to seeing the fulfillment of that nevuah immediately. Have a Shabbat Shalom.